Kitten, is that you? Can it wait? I'm kind of busy. You know what time it is, don't you? I'm working right now and I don't have time for sex. That's what this is about, right? No? Then what is... Wait, are you crying? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know it was that serious. You can come in. It's okay. I can talk while I'm working. Just sit down next to me and tell me what's wrong. So, what's bothering you? Are you in heat again? I know how moody that makes you sometimes. I'm sorry, kitten. It's just fun to tease you about it. I thought it might ease the tension. Whatever it is, it must be really bothering you. Come on, you can tell me what it is. I know we haven't talked much lately, but you know I still care about you, right? That wasn't a very enthusiastic nod, kitten. Oh, I think I know what's going on now. You feel like you're being ignored, neglected, maybe even used. I'm sorry. Now I feel kind of bad about thinking you just came to see me for sex. Maybe I'm the one who's been thinking about it too much. I've just been so busy lately. It doesn't help that work makes me feel stressed and I want to blow off steam with you when I'm done for the day. It's just so hard to stay awake when it's over. You do such a good job for me, always making sure I come too, whether or not you were the first. I should have known you wanted more affection, the way you cuddle up to me in the morning, eager for attention. You still miss the aftercare, even when it's the next day, don't you? But then I have to get out of bed and get ready for work. I'm sorry, kitten. I've been in my own head too much to even think about what you might want. No, I don't think you're being selfish. It's my fault for treating you like a toy. I didn't know you felt this way, that you wanted more than just sex from me. But I should have realized you're not just some dildo I can use and put off to the side until I need it again. You're better than that. I get so much more with you than just sexual pleasure. The warmth of your body against me, the way I can put my arms around you and feel safe, knowing you're here with me. Not to mention, it's so much better with you because I care about you. I love making you happy, so knowing I'm the one making you cry hurts. But I understand why you've been feeling sad. Catboys like you need attention, and I've been denying you the love you so desperately need. Mm-hmm, that's right. I said love. You want affection and attention, don't you? You want me to treat you like you're the most important person in the world to me when we're together? That's what love is, right? And that's what I want to give you, kitten. You coming to me like this and asking for attention made me realize that I might feel the same way. I think I love you too. And maybe that's part of why I've been distant lately. I never thought I'd end up falling for you. When I let you live here with me, I didn't think we'd be much more than fuck buddies, to be honest. I thought my attraction to you was just physical. Everyone wants a catfolk partner these days, after all. I thought that you just helped out around the house as a way to pay me back. But you do it because you want to make my life easier, don't you? I thought so. How could the food you make for us taste so good if there wasn't any love put into making it? I love you, kitten. It's just been hard to show it recently. I hate to think I was letting you stay here just so I could use your body. The least I could have done was find a different kind of birth control when you said you hated using condoms. I want you to enjoy the time we spend together, both in the bedroom and out of it. You want to feel me without anything getting in the way, don't you? The pure intimacy of my pussy clenching and pulsing around your bare cock, milking the cum from your heavy balls. I know that's what you want. Oh, don't pretend you don't know what I'm talking about, especially when you're getting so flustered. You don't think I didn't notice what you like to see when we watch porn together? You're practically begging for cream pie videos half the time. You get so turned on when we watch them, dribbling pre-cum down your cock, just from knowing her pussy is gonna be filled with his cum. It makes you squirm and red in the face like nothing else can. especially when the girl says, "Come in me." And if he's deep inside her when he comes, I know it's hard for you to not just explode all over my hand, thinking of her womb getting flooded with thick cum. Does my kitten have something to tell me? It's only natural for a catboy like you to have a breeding kink, isn't it? You don't need to be ashamed of it, kitten. Catfolk are much more in touch with their primal side than humans, after all. Especially when they're in heat. It must be agonizing to have sex with me and not be allowed to fill my pussy, seeing your fertile cum caught by a simple piece of rubber and thrown into the trash. Your swimmer's so close and yet so far from my waiting egg. I think I might have guessed right with how embarrassed you look. It's kind of cute, honestly. It makes me want to tease you more. Tell you what, I'll take my lunch break early today and we can go out to eat together. And I can give you all the attention you want. Does that sound good to you? Good. Until then, it looks like I got you all riled up right now. To be honest, I'm pretty horny too after thinking about what kind of fantasies my kitten might have about me. It's too early to take my lunch break now, though. But I can still pay attention to my precious pet while I'm working. Do you want to eat me out? I'll give you all the affection you want. Especially since I know how much you love to pleasure me. That's my good boy. The nice thing about working from home is not having to change out of my pajamas in the morning. I didn't even need to put panties on today. Though, maybe I should have. I didn't know you'd get me this turned on. You're always so cute, kitten. I love watching you squirm for me, seeing how eager you are to serve your mistress. Such a good submissive kitten. Your ears are all perked up, and I think something else is standing at attention as well. Are you excited, baby boy? Yeah. I've been waiting for you all day. I had trouble focusing earlier, in fact. I kept fantasizing about having my adorable pet between my legs, feeling him purr as he ate me out. Oh, God, I'm fucking soaked right now. If you don't clean me up soon, my juices are gonna start dripping onto the chair. Good boy. Get under the desk. There you go. Take off my pajama pants. Are you ready for your meal, baby boy? Oh, you look like you're about to start drooling. Don't worry, sweetie. You can stare at Mistress's pussy as long as you want. It's so nice and pink, isn't it? Like a flower glistening with dew. Should I spread my lips for you? This is where you're gonna blow your load, kitten. My pussy is the only place you come from now on. After I'm done with work, I'll make sure to drain every drop of seed from those heavy balls. But first, you have to drink my cum, sweetheart. You're gonna earn the right to breed me if you really want it that badly. Oh, good boy. Use your tongue just like I taught you. Oh, fuck. Yeah. No. Oh, fuck, that's it. Oh, worship me while I work like a good kitty. I wish my coworkers could see this. They'd be so fucking jealous. I'm getting pleasured by the cutest catboy in the world, listening to his little whimpers as I write emails. And I get to do this every single day. Oh. Good boy. Suck on my clit, too. Here, let me pet you, sweetheart. Oh, it's okay. I can still type with one hand. And you deserve lots and lots of affection, baby. I'm gonna dote on you so much. Make you my little spoon when we go to sleep. I promise I won't neglect you again. So whenever you get lonely, you have to tell Mistress. Okay, kitten? Good boy. Don't stop. You're so beautiful. My perfect little kitten. I love you. Yeah, good boy. It makes you so happy when I rub your ears, doesn't it? Are you hard for me down there? It's okay. You can touch it if you want. Just gently rub yourself through your pants. Keep licking. Oh, good boy. Oh, shit. I'm starting to get close. Yes. Oh, stick your tongue inside, kitten. Get your face all messy with my juices. Ah, fuck. I'm getting a call. I'm sorry, baby, but I really have to take this. I think it's a customer. Just keep going, okay? I want to keep as much attention on you as I can. Hello? Yeah, I'm here. What can I do for you? Right. And do you know the ticket number we gave you for that? Okay. Well, I think I remember the case you're talking about, so I'll try to pull that up. All right, here we are. Looks like you are having trouble with Outlook. And have you archived any of your emails yet? It's very important that you get to that. Well, your data file is abnormally large, so it's causing problems. Right, and the risk of corruption is only going to increase the longer you let this go. Sorry. I've been feeling a little under the weather, so I might sound odd. Oh, it's nothing major. It'll go away by itself. Yeah, thank you for the concern, though. So, just make sure to archive your emails. And if you have any more problems, please call me back. Yep. No problem. Have a good day. Oh, God. I might have trained you a little too well. If the call lasted any longer, I would have been moaning like crazy in the customer's ear. I bet you would have liked that, you naughty kitten. Making sure everyone knows how good you are with your mouth. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna grab your hair, okay? I need to feel your tongue deep inside me when I come. Oh, you know how I taught you to make me squirt, right? I want you to do it, and I want you to swallow all of it. Can you do that for me? Oh, good boy. Good fucking boy. Letting me grind my pussy against your mouth and get all of my stress out. Not able to pull away from me even if you wanted to. Fuck, it's so hot how desperate you get when you pleasure me. God, it feels amazing when you purr against my clit like that. Better get ready. Your face is gonna be real wet if you don't gulp it down. Oh, that's my good boy. Was I too rough with you? You deserve some head pats for a job well done. Some scratches, too. I'll give you a good belly rub when we cuddle later, too. How does that sound? That's what I like to hear. Oh, you should stop touching yourself, by the way. I know it hurts, but it'll be worth it to wait until after dinner, I promise. If you do a good job with dinner, like you always do, you'll get to come in me without a condom. If you're serious about doing it raw, I want an extra big load in my pussy tonight. I know you've wanted this for a long time. I love you, my precious pet. I need to get back to work, but I'll take lunch off soon. You'll be so cute, squirming in your chair at the cafe while you wait for release. Until then, do you want to stay with me a little longer? Keep your owner company while she works? Good boy. You can lay your head in my lap. That's it. Good boy. I love you.